Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Taking over. Let's go. It's Pharrell.
Coast to coast.
Steaks, chicks, stacks. You and I are going to make a lot of money. It's Pharrell. Coast to coast. It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the best, eat a burger, eat a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios of the Pharrell Appalachia, right across the room from the woods from where I'm going to Cali, serving in the morning, and Granny's not coming. So today she busted out a fresh sack of Royal Wappa Desert Bloom in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, ready to drive it, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do, but all my friends that come around, flats, flat, a party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, this town's a tad of a brain, spotted all over Manhattan, should do, be check out, ooh. Hey, what's kicking? I'm Pharrell with Carver High, Mafia, Ty Stick Jones, Matt George, we're all rocking it on a thrashing Thursday. Let's check the birthday roll call. Zeke, 26 today. How about that? Taylor Luan, 30. Kwon Hyung Kim of the Cards, 33. Steven Jackson, 38. Scott Dixon, 41. Ryan Vogelsong, 44. Mike Sweeney, 48. Keyshawn, 49. Tim Brown, legend, Irish, double nickels, back nine. Alvin Robinson, 59. Dave Steve, they love him in Toronto, Cam, 64 today. And Slick Watts, 70. How cool do you have to be called Slick? That is rock star status. Also, Ricky Fowler leading a golf tournament. Christ, that's a birthday in itself. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Texas and Oklahoma not expected to renew their Big 12 media contracts. What is going on with Texas and Oklahoma? We got the A&M AD talking about it, and Jimbo also getting involved today. Nick Saban on C2C says you can call him whatever you want. Wow. And the swashbuckler on the show today, Mike Leach, and ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips talking about everybody getting vaccinated. How about the NFL? Nasty memo threatening teams today that if there's a COVID outbreak this season, they're going to have to forfeit games and be credited with a loss. Canceled games also mean no one on either team gets paid. Bet that went over well at the Union. Jerry Jones talking on the show today about he'll do anything to get to a Super Bowl. Anything. And he's optimistic about this year's team. Plus, Mike McCarthy on the show today. Steelers linebacker Vince Williams, who didn't matter, retired. Baker Mayfield thinks getting a vaccine will make a competitive advantage for those that have it. Brady says he owes it to his family to retire, but he's going to keep playing anyway. So, in other words, he doesn't listen to his family at all. Big Ben shows up in great shape. We'll look at him. Plus, the NFC division predictions and AFC as well. Which vet quarterback's going to have the best season on their new team? And Bucks have the top-ranked group of offensive weapons in the league. And the Jets signed second-round pick Elijah Moore. Look who it is today on C2C, our boy Blue. Mike blew it a football full circle on today's show in the first hour. How about them apples? Giants beat the Dodgers 4-2. Wilmer Flores, the go-ahead two-run shot in the ninth, and they were booing Kenley Jansen. Dave Roberts didn't like it. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you want to? You know I'm coming to San Diego tomorrow. You got to get ready for Uncle Food Trolley Cali. Get them big waves up. Woo! Giants may be interested in Royal starter Danny Duffy despite injuries. That's a great idea. Yankees beat the Phillies 6-5 in 10 innings. Ryan Lamar with a walk-off hit for the Bombers in the 10th and a boogie down. Aaron Boone on the show today getting ready for the Red Sox in a four-gamer up at Fenway. Cards beat the Cubs 3-2-10. Marlins beat the Nats 2-1-10. Twins beat the White Sox 7-2. How about your mean Mercedes?
He's going to take his ball and go home. I quit. No one treats me this way. I'm special.
Tony La Russa is not having it. Plus, we got it all. Alex Cora on the show today. Craig Counsell. Were the Brewers hungover when they got swept by the Royals? We got everything for you, including big parlay tickets. Tonight's games, we'll break it all down for you. KD on the show. Pop on the show. USA opens with France on Sunday morning in Tokyo. LeBron over a billion earnings now. Bet he's got a Lamborghini yacht too, Connor. Alex Caruso, the Cavs, are they really after him? We got a high school kid that signs a multi-million dollar NIL deal. Mikey Williams. Hockey trades, left and right. Grading the Kraken roster. Carver High and I gave it an F last night. He just won't admit it. Zach Hyman will leave Toronto and sign with Edmonton. Taylor Hall staying in Boston. Carolina trades their goalie. I don't want to try to announce his name to you. I'll screw it up. Alec Martinez has a contract offer from Vegas, but believes he can make more money on the open market. Never leave Vegas when you have an opportunity to stay in Vegas. That's my advice. Carver High, multiple tickets on the 3M and Ricky Fowler. Dillashaw, Sandhagen on Saturday. Caleb Plant, Mike Tyson says he's going to get his ass beat. Scott Miller, legendary baseball writer and a regular on C2C on the show today. We got to make dinner plans for next Thursday when I go to see the Putters and the Rockies and pack up with a sold-out crowd filled with 60,000 hotties that look better than your girlfriend or wife out on the East Coast because Cali girls are better looking. Check out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver High, we're going to start with all these developments in college football that's got everybody up in arms.
Yes, we have a lot going on in college football, the NFL. Let's get to all of it, Scotty. We'll start with the Texas and Oklahoma stuff. We know yesterday they started the firestorm. There's talks between them and the SEC about joining over, and they are not expected to renew their Big 12 media contracts when they expire in 2025. Big 12 ADs are allegedly meeting later this afternoon to discuss this news. Everybody is denying it right now, which means it's probably going to happen. Let's start with Texas A&M Athletic Director Ross Bjork. He is not thrilled at all with the Texas-Oklahoma news that they might join him in the SEC.
Perhaps there's a reason why Texas and Oklahoma are looking around, if that's the case. I think Jimbo said it on the podium. Of course they do. They want to be in the SEC. It's the best conference. So there's a lot of uncertainty, I think, right now in college athletics. So I think this type of story fuels that a little bit. But from our perspective, we love being in the SEC. We love being the only program in the state of Texas. And we're going to maintain that position. But we're also going to make sure that we are a leader.
You know, this goes back to what I was saying yesterday. If you missed the show, it's simple. I've never agreed with any of it. I've never agreed with the Big Eight expanding. I've never agreed with Nebraska leaving and going to the Big Ten, A&M. You know, since when do they get a go and do whatever they want? And then they tell people that it's not okay to do what they want to do. How about these phonies at A&M down in College Station? Are you kidding me? They moved around like a United Van Lines. And now they're like, we're just not having it. We're going to be the only team in Texas in the SEC. You know, if I were Texas and Oklahoma, I'd say, we'll see about that, slick. Bottom line is, you know, you get to do it, but nobody else gets to do it. I mean, it's almost ridiculous listening to this guy talk. Now let's listen to Jimbo. Does he have anything else stupid to say other than he's going to kick Alabama's ass? We've already heard him say that.
Yes, we've got a couple from Jimbo. He loves to talk. We know that. Before we get to Alabama, let's hear Jimbo chime in on this potential SEC edition news.
I don't know if you've heard this, but there's a report in the Houston Chronicle that Texas and Oklahoma are inquiring about joining the SEC.
I bet they would.
Laughs.
What would you think about something like that?
I don't know. I'm just worried
you
about
you just have to cheat even more.
I mean, listen, we got the greatest league in ball, so, I mean, you know, that's – the choices they make or what they do, I don't know. But I don't know how I feel about it. I'm just worried about A&M.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm just worried about A&M after I screwed everybody over in Tallahassee, after I cheated there. And now, you know, this guy cheats. I don't care what anybody says. He's a used car salesman. This guy. Who are you kidding? Jimbo Fisher. Christ almighty. He's probably cheating today right now, golfing or something. Who knows what he's cheating at today. I don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth either. And I'll tell you what's funny about this guy. He sure talks big for a guy that gets his ass spanked by Alabama every time they play. I mean, they don't get beat. They get dragged by a truck beat. I mean, they get humiliated every time they play them. I mean, and they always try to sell you CBS this game like it's the greatest game on earth. And then the game's over in the second quarter.
No, it's true. And, of course, Jimbo had to, of course, was going to be asked a few months ago at one of these booster dinners. He said that we're going to pass Alabama. We're going to beat them in the SEC. He was asked about it yesterday, did not walk it back, has no regrets. Of course he's going to say it. He believes in his team. Here's Jimbo.
And that while we're here, and that why everybody's here, that's what makes this league. That's what we expect to do with Texas A&M. And that's not, and saying all that, I have the utmost, Nick and I are friends. We've known each other a long time, coached together. We're
You're there for the money.
World. I mean, if that makes any sense. I have the utmost respect for what he's done, how he's accomplished. He's the standard, and they're the standard of what you have to play to. And that's what, just like we have a standard when I was at Florida State to go take over the ACC and go win a national championship.
And
that's our standard here, and you have to play at that standard. And they have set that standard. It's what great teams do. And then you have you got other teams that want to match it, want to accept that challenge.
Great teams,
cheat. Level and play them and be able to compete with them and beat them. We have to play them each and every year. So we're looking forward to playing them. But at the same time, have the utmost respect and understand me sitting here saying we want to beat them doesn't beat them.
It's just such a great conference, you know, with those three teams that win and that make everybody else all their money for the rest of the crappy teams that are in that conference. You know, the three teams that make all the money for everybody, it's just so fantastic. I mean, I got to tell you, I can't get enough of watching three teams win.
And here's one of those three teams that wins all the time. That is Coach Nick Saban in Alabama. A couple from Nick. Let's start with him. Trying to sell you, Scotty, that Alabama is a work in progress this year and that they are in a rebuilding year after winning a national championship. Here's Nick Saban.
The penalty for success when you win a national championship is you won because you had a whole lot of good players. They were well coached, so you had a lot of good coaches. And when you lose some of those players, and we lost 6 first-round draft picks and 10 guys overall in the draft.
What about the ones you're bringing
in?
You
lose some of those coaches to better opportunities.
Lock and load.
You know, the challenge is you got to rebuild with a lot of new players who will be younger, have new roles, less experience.
I mean, seriously.
And
this guy.
How do they respond, you know, to these new roles? And that's why rebuilding is a tremendous challenge. That's why it's very difficult to repeat.
Get lost.
That's why it's difficult to play for the national championship every single year since I've come out of my mother's womb. Shut the F up. Honestly, this guy, who is he kidding?
It comes off so hollow. He's in the top five every single year. And he's sitting up there acting like it's like this big rebuilding project and he's got to play all these freshmen. He's got guys who wait around 2 or 3 years to get in there and then they're ready to go as junior and seniors. This guy's the worst sometimes listening to him. By the way, yesterday we talked about Deion saying, don't call me Deion. You don't call Nick Nick. So, of course, they had to ask Nick Saban, what would you like to be called when you are at the podium? And Nick does not care, Scotty, whatever you want. Here he is.
There's been some talk in the college football world about how we should address head coaches.
Look at his face.
If it was up to you, what is your preference? Is it Nick, head coach Nick? Nick, how would you like to be addressed?
Head coach Nick. Good one, dude.
Look, I respond to just about anything, and I've been called just about everything. So, not something that's really important to me, but I think everybody should have the opportunity to sort of create or make the way their expectation is of how they get addressed.
What? I don't even know what that was. What was that? What was that gibberish he was just saying? Give me the swashbuckler. Hey. I'm sick and tired of Nick Saban. Christ.
Enough of this guy. Let's go to Mike Leach, of course, head coach, Mississippi State. Does he want to expand the playoff? You sure? You bet he does. Here comes the swashbuckler for you, Scotty.
It's never enough, but...
there he is.
I'll tell you what. Dr. Keenum, our president, is on that committee, so I know they're in good hands. And so I think that part's outstanding. I think 12 teams is a huge step in the right direction. I personally would like to see 64. And you can
64?
Pretty easily, you know, but... I think it's a huge step the right direction, and I look forward to it.
I mean, this guy is on my show every year multiple times, and I find him to be the coolest, funniest guy and smartest guy in all of college football. I don't even care if he's at Washington State or at Mississippi State. And he's the guy's an author and everything else he writes, but he wrote a book about Pocahontas, for Christ's sakes. The guy's a freak.
No, he really is. We love the swashbuckler here on Coast to Coast. I'm looking forward. Mississippi State over 6 wins this year, Scotty. When we come back, vaccine talk and a big, big news in the NFL and a star player who's already deleted a tweet for you.
Wow. And so we're going to listen to the commissioner of the ACC tell us to get vaccinated, among other things. It's all evolving rapidly, and the NFL players are livid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, why don't we squeeze this ACC Commissioner Phillips in first, and then we'll get into the NFL.
Yes, he was not as outgoing as Greg Sankey was with the SEC, but ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips says players getting vaccinated will give his teams the best chance to play. Here's Jim.
As it relates to vaccines and any policies or mandates, those decisions will remain at the discretion of each member institution. Personally, I believe that vaccinations are critical to the protection of all and helping to achieve the goal of eliminating the COVID-19 virus and its variants. But I also deeply respect that getting vaccinated is a personal choice. As we approach the fall seasons, there's no question that increasing the number of vaccinations will provide the best chance for our student athletes and teams to compete.
Well, I guess it's even better to, you know, pounce on this from the angle after we get into the NFL conversation about it, because I don't want to limit myself to the ACC when it comes to these vaccinations. I've been pretty strong on this stuff that everybody should do it, and it's that simple. And, you know, I've looked at it on both the TV and radio side with shows that I do, that when you see doctors talking about people with the COVID or the Delta variant, either or, with a tube shoved down their throat and they're on death's doorstep and they can't breathe without that machine and they're begging for a shot and it's too late to get one, and you see that scenario playing out in every state in this country and everybody thinks they're so clever, I'm not going to get the shot, it's not going to happen to me, nobody's going to tell me what to do, I'm not going to wear a mask, I'm not going to get a shot, like, well, then, you know, I hope you enjoy the ride. I hope you get a taste of that side of it. Because if you get it and have that tube shoved down your throat, we'll see how much of a badass you are then. This is real simple. Get the shot. You don't have those situations. It's simple. They, you know, it's a fact. It's a fact now that if you get it, you could get it even with the variant out there. You could get it even vaccinated, but you're not ending up in a hospital with a tube shoved down your throat on a deathbed. And, you know, all these people that think they're so smart and they're going to defy this and not do it, including all of these college football and pro football players. I mean, you know, anything could happen to you, so I hope you get it. I hope you get a taste of it, and, you know, we'll see how smart and tough you are then. Everybody's a badass until they're grabbing a doctor's arm and begging for a shot then. And before that, they're all smartasses. It's that simple. I'm sick and tired of hearing about all these geniuses that won't get the shot. Shut up.
That will now take us to the NFL side of this. They put out a memo to all their teams today saying that teams with COVID outbreaks this season will have to basically forfeit games. If you don't have enough players to play, you will be credited with a loss. We are not going to be making up games. We are not going to be adding weeks. Canceled games also will mean that no one on either team will get paid. Whether it's the team that caused the cancellation or not, no one gets paid if a game gets canceled. That will definitely cause some problems. And now the players, they're already tweeting about it, Scotty. Let's start with DeAndre Hopkins, of course, one of the top wide receivers in the game in Arizona. He tweeted this and has since deleted it, saying, never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. So DeAndre deleted that and then put up a tweet that just said freedom with a question mark after it. Here's the next one from DeAndre after the deleted tweet. So there you go, Scotty. I've already seen other guys. Jalen Ramsey's tweeting about it. Hopkins responded to him. On and on. The players are going to have a lot to say about this.
Well, look, I mean, Hopkins is one of the greatest players I've seen play the game. And I'll tell you what, he's made a lot of money. And he can quit playing football and live on all that money and be fine, I think, for the rest of his life. And if he doesn't like it and refuses to do what they want him to do, then quit. Then go take your money that you already have, because you're not going to get any of the money that you have in a contract now because they're not guaranteed. So everybody's a genius until they take away all of your money and you're left with nothing. So I hope you saved all that money you've made up till this point, because you won't be getting any more. And you're right. You got the right and the freedom. It's your freedom of choice. The Constitution, it's your right to not take the shot. Have at it. It's also their right to say bye-bye. Rip up your contract. See you later. If you're so free and you're such a badass that you're not going to play football again, then get the F out. We're going to be just fine without you, bro. You were a great player. Did the world stop? Did the world stop when Megatron quit? Did the world stop when Barry Sanders quit? No one's going to cry if Hopkins quits playing football. Bye. See you later. Go on your yacht. Go hang out with Conor McGregor. Go to a strip club. Do something else then. I don't care if players don't like it. Then get the F out. Get out.
And it is, it's interesting how they've done this too, because they're not, the NFL didn't like just mandate vaccines, but they kind of did in a way, because what's going to happen, Scotty, when you've got 80 guys in a locker room, 65 of them have the vaccine, the other 15 don't, and they get a game canceled, and those 65 guys aren't going to get their check that week. How do you think that's going to work out in the locker room? A lot of harmony.
Well, I got to tell you, legally speaking, I think the NFL will have a tremendous problem trying to let that, simmer and seep into the world of the union. It's not going to happen. I do not believe for 1 minute that the NFL will not pay the players and that the union, they won't play football. They'll cancel the season. They will strike, and there will be no football at all. If you think that the union is got the NFL union, one of the most powerful unions in all of the world, is going to have Roger Goodell stop paying players because they're not taking a shot, I guarantee you the litigation, the lawsuits, and the strike that will follow will have enormity like you've never seen before. There is no way that's happening. There's no way I believe for 1 minute that that's happening. Of all the things I've heard today, that's the most preposterous one yet.
Okay, so we'll see if more players talk about this in the next coming hours and days as we get closer to everybody showing up at training camp. Let's hear from Jerry Jones now. Did a very long press conference yesterday as we start Cowboys training camp. Here he is saying he'd do anything known to man to get back to the Super Bowl. Jerry Jones for you, Scotty.
Well, I found that
Jerry's half gone.
He's not quite as responsive to one's individual asks as you might think. And I'm not trying to be sacrilegious here, but the facts are that I would right now, if I could, and I knew had a good chance to do it, I'd do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl. That's a fact. And there's nothing in my mind that can but have a higher priority than that.
They got to get him on that yacht of his to sail away to Key Largo. I mean, what was that? That is and it gets worse every year because he ain't getting any younger. And they keep rolling him out there and letting him do these press conferences. And it is flat out embarrassing.
They really need to shut him down. I don't know why Steven just doesn't handle all this stuff now, but Jerry loves being up there. Here he is again, optimistic about this year's Cowboy team.
You've often heard me say you would be shocked that if I could write a check and know that I was going to get to Super Bowl, what you would do with that. I don't want to confuse this with not being realistic. I've always had to be pragmatic at the end of the day, because if not, you'll end up on the outside looking in. You have to be real. But on the other hand, I've never thought that we couldn't be better, or never thought that we couldn't make it happen,
saying?
Even when we were not as on paper, or we weren't as technically sound. But I've never thought that.
Listen, I have no idea what he said. Here's the deal. Can you imagine what he's like at the office or every day? If you had to listen to this gibberish every day and you worked with him, even though he's worth $50 billion, if you had to put up with that every day, I mean, it'd make you – I'd start drinking vodka rocks. I'd smoke 3 packs a day if I had to listen to this guy every day order me around. He's talking nonsense. He's like – it's like gibberish. I don't even know what it is.
It's amazing. It is. One more from the Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy, thrilled – that he is going to have Dak Prescott back on the field this season. Here's Mike.
He's an outstanding quarterback that has, great
look at the
great days
shades.
So, but
look
his
at
leadership
Mike's, look at those glasses.
To me, that's part of the contract. When players,
what do you have a long night at the Roadhouse?
I view
what
it, this
is the
opinion,
deal with those?
That obviously they're being rewarded.
I wonder if those flip up
what they do on Sundays, but the responsibility that they have Monday through Saturday greatly increases. And nobody emulates that more than Dak Prescott.
Those are glaucoma sunglasses.
It was great to get him back. I can't say enough about our off-season program. We definitely hit all the targets that we wanted to.
I mean, those were just fantastic. I mean, those are like you got some cornea transplant glasses on there. He's just rocking them.
Amazing. Those are some great shades right there from Coach. Steelers linebacker Vince Williams announces his retirement after 8 seasons in the NFL. How about this? We'll save the Big Ben picture for you in blue, and I know how much you guys love the Steelers. Big Ben showing up ripped to play quarterback for the Steelers this year, Scotty.
I can't wait to see it. We got your boy Blue coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always excited to have our boy Blue back on C2C. It's Mike Blue at a Football Full Circle. You can catch him on Sundays on Sports Grid. All right, Blue, good to see you. First of all, let's throw up the picture of Big Ben that Carver High's clamoring about. Let's see how ripped he is. Whoa. Yeah, I saw this picture. I actually saw that as he was walking into camp on day one. I don't know. Does that look ripped to you? I mean, I think he looks a lot like me walking into the gym, actually, with a little bit of a gut there. And he's got that, you know, extra 20 pounds up top. I think that's just old man ripped. He's not, like, physically ripped and shredded. That just looks like a guy that's old that's got all that belly weight.
I think that people – it is indicative of how much people are clamoring for any morsel of NFL news. I think he got a clean beard. I think that's about it. I think his facial hair, he probably lost a couple of pounds. He's nice and tight with the facial hair. He looks the same as he did to me last year. I think he's a guy that's a huge dude. He's 39 years old. He's not going to be shredded. He was never shredded. He won't be shredded. He isn't now. He looks about the same as last year. I don't think he lost any weight.
You know what? Like, I heard and saw people talking about him this week where they were talking about, is he the worst quarterback in that division? And I say he's still the best quarterback in the division. I'm not talking about a guy that can run the ball, because Lamar Jackson, to me, is a guy that runs the football. I think he's a terrible passer, and that's just all there is to it. And there's no way you're going to tell me, even though they lost to the Browns, I'll give you they got their ass beat. But even in that game, he threw for 500 yards and 4 touchdowns, 4 terrible picks. A terrible game, nightmare. But there's no way you can tell me he's not a better quarterback and passer than Baker and Burrow and Lamar Jackson. I still believe he's the best, not the worst.
I thought he had a rough end of the year, in particular last year, as the offensive line was falling apart. But I think people are always looking for some sort of week-by-week ranking of the quarterbacks. How about we look at the 16-year career that he's put up and not maybe put him in last place behind Joe Burrow, who's played 8 games? That's where my head is at. I think Joe Burrow could be fantastic. I think Baker played great down the stretch. But to automatically shift the rankings and say he's in last place because I didn't like the way he looked in that playoff game is typical overreaction. I think Ben has a chance to reset this year and for them to win some games. I don't love the Steelers going into the year, but when I say I don't love them, it's they don't win 12 games again.
Don't talk like that, Blow.
They feel like a lame duck team. I'm sorry, Scott. I just don't know that they're going
to
be that great.
Do that to me, Blow.
Their offensive line's big.
I got enough problems. I mean, how do you think they're going to do in Buffalo in the opener? Carver High right now giving me the finger on the other picture set. Unbelievable.
Tough strife between the co-hosts here on C2C. But I think that's a tough spot for them to start. But I'm not, Scott, you can bet on their defense to win a whole bunch of games. They still have a great defense. There's no reason to believe that they won't win games based on that. The offense isn't terrible. It's just not championship winning right now. We'll see if the offensive line plays better.
All right, let's talk about do you think Ingram helps them at all? They signed him. Does that intrigue you at all? And then Vince Williams retires. He didn't matter to me.
Yeah, I think Ingram does help them, certainly. You have to consider that he's somebody that should get a limited amount of snaps. Highsmith and Watt should be the guys getting the majority of the snaps, rushing the passer. But bringing in Ingram, even at an advanced age, to take on a third of the defensive snaps should work out okay, especially if he stays clean this whole year.
Let me know if you want to use the tickets, Blue. I don't know what my schedule's like, but I have tickets, and I'm not giving up on the Steelers. The one game that I want to go to, at the very least, is the Raiders, because I've hated the Raiders my entire life, and the Steeler-Raider games over the years were always so great. I would love to see that Raiders-Steeler game this year. Let's talk about what happened today in the NFL. What's your reaction to, and I don't know if you heard me, but I was losing my mind earlier. I don't believe for 1 minute that Roger Goodell will be able to, against that union, not pay players because they don't take a shot. I think he's going to have a massive litigious problem on his hands. I think that you get to that point. If you say you're not going to pay the NFL players because they don't take a shot, you're going to have a strike and a lawsuit.
Yeah, I think the most difficult part is saying that the team that had no medical issues and isn't allowed to play because the other team did have medical issues won't be paid is going to be difficult for – it's going to go over poorly with the players. Now, that being said, last year it was agreed to by the NFL Players Association that if games were forfeited, that the teams would not be paid. So they're moving it forward. I can only assume at this moment that it has been approved by the NFLPA again. Now, if the NFLPA comes out and protests this, then we may have a different discussion. But as of this moment, I would assume it to already be approved by the NFLPA, and it goes on as is. I still do have faith, even amongst this bombshell that Tom Pelissero dropped today, that all the games will get played. I had no faith that last year that all the games would be played relatively on time, and they went 256 for 256 in the regular season, not to mention all the playoff games with virtually no issues.
What do you think? Well, first of all, I want to say if they sign that deal, if they sign that they wouldn't be paid in a forfeit, I have to say that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life signed by anyone. That may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life about a contract being signed by a union that's allegedly one of the strongest in the world in sports or otherwise. That they would sign something like that is beyond me. I'm going to have a Fred Sanford right now. I may have one right now, Blue. I may have one coming on right now. I can't even... I may need electrolytes. I mean, explain to me how, in God's name, players think that they can, you heard Hopkins. He said, I may quit playing football. Well, then quit. It's simple. Those contracts are not guaranteed. And if you're so staunch about not taking a shot and you're not going to get a vaccine, then I said earlier, nobody stopped the world when Megatron and Sanders quit playing football. If Hopkins leaves the NFL, that'll be it. Bye. Nice knowing you. Take your money that you made and see you later.
I think I totally agree with that. I think they move on without you, especially in this sport. There's too many people. There's too many people rowing the boat in the same direction. If one guy wants to hop off, they basically say, all right, see you later. We'll move on without you. So it isn't your God-given right to play football in the NFL. If you do not want to take the shot, that is absolutely your choice. But you may not play for the Cardinals anymore, and you may not play in the NFL anymore, and they'll move on without you. I think the NFL drew a line in the sand a few weeks ago when they came up with a list of activities approved and not approved by vaccinated and unvaccinated players, and the line got deeper today, and it clearly puts the unvaccinated players. Imagine, Scotty, you are on a team that has a game forfeited because a group of players on the other team were not vaccinated, created a forfeit, and you lost a $500,000, $1 million game check through no fault of your own. You can imagine that the next time those players run into one another, it's not going to be pleasant.
I mean, it is absolutely insane. I mean, this is so crazy today. I can barely wrap my arms around it. Honestly, I can't even fathom what we're talking about here. It's crazy. What do you think, Blue, of players, frankly, and they have the right to not get the shot, that's fine. But when you see people begging, doctors begging them for a shot with a tube shoved down their throat in hospitals all over this country and ICUs, people saying, I was so wrong. I'm so sorry. Save me. Please save my life because I can't breathe right now without this tube shoved down my throat. What do you think of players, frankly, and people that refuse to get this shot because of their whatever, morals, religion, and their politics? What do you think of it? Because this thing's coming back like worse than before, the Delta. It's crazy.
I'm personally vaccinated. I would encourage people that I know to be vaccinated. I do trust the science in it. I understand there are people out there that are distrustful, and I'm not going to be the one to force you to do it. But I, considering the amount of research that goes into it, and there is, as somebody that has dealt with technology a lot in his life, the assumption that this has not been studied amply by all of the people involved, to me, is a misnomer. The suggestion that all of the advancements in technology don't relate to vaccination science, I think that's where people are missing the boat. I think this has been studied many times over. I would encourage people to get vaccinated. I think in terms of the NFL, I think players are going to feel pressure to get vaccinated, but again, never forced. I think that's important. People do have a right to say no. But if they do say no, Scott, it's a private entity and they can tell player X, we'll see you later.
Carver High actually had a better idea on the show last night, the people's elbow, bringing that into play with if you come in and you get dropped by the people's elbow and then you're on the ground and held down and given the shot in your tuchus that it would save the world. He wants to incorporate the people's elbow. Speaking of people, I'm concerned about Aaron Rodgers. What's going to happen there? What do you think is going to happen here in a couple of days? Is he going to show up or not?
I don't think he's going to show up on time. I don't think that means that he's not showing up at all. I think he's made his stance clear. It isn't just about money. But I still, if I'm just guessing, and it is just that, I think he shows up to play for the Packers this year. He doesn't have to. He may not. But I think he shows up to play for the Packers this year. I think he doesn't talk to the GM. He doesn't talk to Mark Murphy for the entirety of it. He deals with Matt LaFleur, and that's it.
Do you think that Matt Stafford can lead the Rams to a division title and the playoffs and a Super Bowl in Los Angeles at SoFi like Tom Brady did in Tampa?
You kept going. A division title, yeah. Does it get beyond that? I think Matt Stafford is going to put up bigger numbers than some people suspect. I think there is a significant gap between how he will be able to operate Sean McVay's offense and how Jared Goff was. My concern with the Rams is the same that it has been the last few years. A very talented team at the top, but it's not that deep. And if injuries start to pile up at the top end of their roster, it will be difficult to overcome it. Not unlike what happened with the Niners last year.
Are you surprised? They got 30 seconds that they haven't resolved the Deshaun Watson crisis.
No, I don't think that'll be resolved this season. I think that goes on for a long time. I think he's on the exemption list for the whole year.
Wow. So you just don't even think he's playing football at all?
No, not this year.
Wow, that is crazy. All right, Blue, I'm going to go scout Los Angeles and see how it looks for the Super Bowl. I'll let you know if you need to wear a 15, 30, 45, or 60 sunblock. I'll keep you updated for the Super Bowl this year when we go out there with Sports Grid. We might go out. They may not let us come back with the Delta variant. You never know. I'll live out there. No problem. Good seeing you, Blue.
Take care, buddy. Talk soon.
There he is. Mike Blewett of Football Full Circle on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I mean, we got some thick mother Pharrellers working around here. Your boy Cam just told me to bet the Dutch team to win the field hockey gold. Like, I mean, I said, what is he, scouting games the other 3 years before they play in the tournament? Watching field hockey? I have seen it all. Carver Hyde's betting on give me these bets. You're betting on some team to win a beach volleyball gold medal? I mean,
Please. I love the women's beach volleyball competition. And, of course, at FanDuel, we're able to play at Kelly Clayus and Sarah Sponsel plus 650 to win the gold medal from the USA. Come on, Sky. That's good value there, plus 650 for the beach volleyball tournament. But really what I do have for you, before you go to California, and with the Olympics officially starting tomorrow, opening ceremonies, I give you this for Team USA as a whole. Now, what I love about this bet, Scotty, is it keeps you involved the entire Olympics. You're in on every event now. Total gold medals for Team USA, over under 44.5. I'll give you some background. They've gotten 46 in both of the last Summer Olympics. So they've gone over the total, but here's a problem. No Michael Phelps this time. You know how many medals he's gotten the last few Olympics he's been in. Will USA go over or under 44.5 gold medals?
It'll go under because the fastest chick in the world that smokes bong rips wasn't allowed to go to the Olympics, and that's why it'll fall under. And, I mean, you're sick in the head. Like, let me tell you something about betting on beach volleyball. You know what I do with beach volleyball? It's like porno to me. I don't have any time to be betting on it. I'm looking at those chicks playing volleyball, and I'm thinking only one thing, and none of it's good. None of it is good at all. But betting on that, you got to have something wrong with you. I mean, you got to absolutely field hockey. Are you kidding me? I mean, what is next? You guys are going to bet on the surfing competition and the karate?
Sarah, plus 650.
I mean, how about
good
the skateboarding?
Value.
Who are you taking in the skateboarding vert?
I didn't scout that one. But Kelly and Sarah, they're going to take home the gold for USA. Plus 650. Let's go.
I'm glad I'm going surfing. I'll be missing those events.
When you're a winner, you get good at spotting advantages.
Like us.
Sports gaming strategies and expert information. The winning edge.